I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
You know what 16-8 is?
I don't!
16-8.
Yeah.
According to the experts, it is the best diet on the market, and it does work. You will lose weight. Okay?
Okay. All right, I'm in.
Here's the way it works.
If it's guaranteed, I'm in.
Between the hours, you might want to jot this down.
Let me get my pen. Okay, hours.
Between the hours of 10 a.m. And 6 p.m.
Yeah, that's the only time you eat.
Dieters eat any type, quantity of food they desire.
Okay.
You got that?
Yeah.
The remaining 16 hours of the day, net water. Or it may be a beverage that has no calories whatsoever, like iced tea with no sugar, you know?
I thought breakfast was your most important meal. They're telling you to skip it.
I'm just trying to help us.
I thought, didn't they say breakfast is the most important meal?
I don't know. Yes, they do say that, but...
This one is... So I can go to a buffet like 8 times... As long as it's between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m.
Well, you're not going to go 8 times. Maybe a couple of times you could go. Okay. Well, you could stop by the Golden Corral or something, you know, like at 11 o'clock when they open, eat, and then go back around 3:30 or 4 to eat again. Uh-huh. But then after that, for the remaining 16 hours of the day, you don't eat at all. It's fasting, basically.
Don't you feel like we already do this and we're not skinny? We're not skinny at all.
No, I cheat.
Oh, you do?
I'll drink a half a gallon of chocolate milk before I go to bed.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So I cheat, or I'll have a peanut butter jelly sandwich, and I don't do it the way that...
I feel like I already do this, and I'm fat, so I don't...
You don't eat after 6 p.m.
No.
You don't eat before 10 p.m. or 10 a.m.
Sometimes I bring in stuff, but usually I don't eat anything. You know, I don't usually eat anything. Yeah, and look at me, I'm chunky. Well, that's a bunch of crap. I'm just saying, I don't think it works.
According to the experts, they say this is a very effective tool to lose weight and lower blood pressure.
Huh.
The experts say it works. I don't know.
I'm
going to try it, I think.
I don't think that anything works if you can eat whatever you want between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Anything you want. That is a bunch of crap. That's like me just eating cake over and over 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and you think I'm going to be skinny?
Are you arguing with the experts?
I am arguing.
Are you arguing with the experts?
Yes.
I'm currently doing is not working. Why not adapt to something that does work?
Because saying you can eat whatever you want, maybe they mean like chicken and vegetables.
I think they figure that you're going to stay within reason. You're not going to eat so much that you throw up or anything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think they're expecting you to stay within reason, but if you want to have, you know, some fried chicken, you can.
All right. Well, you give it a try and see how it works. Have some fried chicken and chocolate milk.
Well, I'm not going to start until July 1st. Okay? I'm not going to get all crazy, right. But I'm going to take this. I'm going to pin this up here in the studio.
Okay.
I got to write July 1st.
Can I see it? I feel like you're missing something in the article, to be honest with you.
Oh, my God. I can't do anything right. Anything.
I'm just saying, I feel like researchers looked at 23 obese volunteers who
had... Obese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And between the hours of 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., the dieters could eat any type of... any type and quantity of food they desired. Mm-hmm. But for the remaining 16 hours, they could only drink water or calorie-free beverages.
That's what I said.
Then they compared those to the 16-8 diet to those on a regular diet and found the fasters consumed fewer calories and lost weight. Huh. There's nothing hidden in this story.
Look, I'm telling you, if you want to try something, you driving to work this morning, if you want to try something, this might be a... Now, I know there are certain people out there that, like Sean, for example. Sean, you've worked with different weight loss programs that, you know, that have been clients of the radio station.
Yep.
You would never buy into this, would you?
No, because I see for my body, that wouldn't work. I don't think that's healthy to just limit yourself just that small period of time. You need to be eating on a schedule, and you need to be eating the right foods.
Yeah.
I think just eating whatever you want is not.
I forgot on Thursday nights I eat past 6 p.m.
I knew it.
Thursday night is golf night.
See, you sat here and lied through your teeth.
Thursday night.
Exactly, because you do the golf thing with the girls, and you guys sit down, you have wings and drinks up until, see, even the drinks, Jamie, you can't have a drink after 6.
Well, that's a bunch of crap, too.
Yeah.
Forget it. I quit.
BJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.